here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 4th of April, 2013. It was on this day in 1818, Congress decided the flag of the United States would consist of 13 red and white stripes and 20 stars, with a new star to be added for each new state. It's the birthday of the novelist and memoirist and screenwriter Marguerite Duras, born in a little village in French Indochina near what is now Saigon in 1914. Parents were teachers. Her dad became ill. He died. Dumas had an impoverished, miserable childhood in which she was abused by her mother and her brother. And when she was a teenager, she became lovers with a wealthy, older Chinese man whom she met on a ferry boat between Sa Dec and Saigon. She wrote about him in her books The Seawall, North China Lover, and The Lover, which was published in 1984. It's the birthday of Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Ann Johnson, St. Louis, 1928, whose memoir I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings was a big bestseller in 1969, a book that begins, "When I was three and Bailey four, we had arrived in the musty little town wearing tags on our wrists, which instructed to whom it may concern that we were Marguerite and Bailey Johnson, Jr. from Long Beach, en route to Stamps, Arkansas, care of Mrs. Annie Henderson. Our parents had decided to put an end to their calamitous marriage, and father shipped us home to his mother." It was on this day in 1968 Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, standing on the balcony of his room on the second floor of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis at 6:01 in the evening. He'd gone to Memphis to support a strike by black sanitation workers, and the night before he'd given a speech in the Masonic Temple in Memphis in which he said, "I just want to do God's will. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land." And it's the birthday of the blues great Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 1915. Taught himself to play harmonica and guitar, played on the south side of Chicago in bars, and in 1950 he made his first recording for Chess Records, a tune called Rolling Stone. Here's a poem for today by Christina Rossetti, entitled Uphill. Does the road wind uphill all the way? Yes, to the very end. Will the day's journey take the whole long day? From morn to night, my friend. But is there for the night a resting place, a roof for when the slow dark hours begin? May not the darkness hide it from my face? You cannot miss that inn. Shall I meet other wayfarers at night, those who have gone before? Then must I knock or call when just in sight? They will not keep you waiting at that door. Shall I find comfort, travel sore and weak? Of labor you shall find the sum. Will there be beds for me and all who seek? Yea, beds for all who come. Uphill, a poem by Christina Rossetti. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.